Case number 12714, Sierra Village seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southeast side of Center Avenue, Lot D75, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19949 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, parcel 310, Unit 3379. The applicant is seeking a 4.2-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing landing on Lot D73, a 6.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed landing to the existing manufactured home on Lot D73, and a 2.9-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed HVAC to the existing manufactured home on Lot D77.
Again, this is case number 12714.
And this is Amy Bennett, who's previously been sworn in this evening.
Thank you. This property, in regards to the uniqueness of the property, this lot is uniquely narrow in its dimensions, which creates a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining minimum separation between the homes and the accessory structures. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1960s, and the lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home. I've selected a standard-sized floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I'm still unable to place the home on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot makes it difficult to place new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while being in compliance with Sussex County zoning code. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code. I propose to place a normal width-sized manufactured home that is consistent with other new homes in the community, and a standard-sized shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer the lot lines and neighboring homes, and it appears possible to place a home on the lot without violating the separation distance requirements. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of adjacent lots. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. Seeking this variance to add to the conformity of the community and to modernize homes within the community, which will subsequently add to the value and improve characteristics of the community and neighborhood. And lastly, that the variances sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue. The home is the narrowest available at this time and minimizes the need for variance on the property.
Would there be anything you'd like to add about this particular case?
No.
Okay, any questions from the board?
Where was the prior home in comparison? Same location?
It was in the same location.
And neighbors are okay with this one as well?
Correct.
And I think you had said before, just to be clear, your testimony is that the 16-foot wide is the narrowest model you can
At this time, correct.
So the actual square footage of that dwelling is just the shy of 1,000 square feet?
I think it might be
996, okay. I think is what it is. Plus the AC and
Yeah, the separation distance between the dwellings is there. It's the accompanying structures to place that dwelling that caused the need for variance.
Just kind of doing a little math in my head. It's like approximately a little bit more than a quarter of the area you're using for a dwelling. Not including the shed, the paved drive. steps, things like that.
Yeah, the average.
Not much room to work with is where I'm getting with that.
The average mobile home when the community was built was like 10 by 50. So, and that was large at that time. So the industry's changed quite a bit.
Further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp, do you have any more questions?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12714? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12714? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12714 for Sierra Village for the request of variances pending a final written decision. Property has unique physical conditions because of the narrowness of the lot. Can't build much there. Hasn't been the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12714 has been approved. Next case.